This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am sharing what it looks like to be pregnant with great expectations. We're still celebrating the Advent season as we're 2 weeks out before Christmas. And as we know, the Advent season is filled with the spirit of expectation about what's to come. This season in particular reminds me of the conversation between two expectant mothers, Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist, and Mary was carrying Jesus. And Mary went over to Elizabeth's house to visit with her, and I envision two pregnant women sitting at, let's say, the kitchen table and having a conversation about the great expectations of their births. Mary was talking about the coming of Jesus and how he was coming to exalt the lowly. Both women could identify with this because Elizabeth had been barren her entire life, and the scriptures say she felt disgraced by this. Mary, on the other hand, said that God took notice of a lowly servant girl such as herself. So they both sat there in conversation with great expectations about what was to come. So today, let me ask you, what are you pregnant with but feel somewhat inadequate to bring to fruition? If you have more self-doubt than you do clarity about this, tune in now to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel where I answer the question, what holds us back from keeping great expectations? But before you tune in, remember these words, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. So today, anything is possible with God.